Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. We are live here inside the MDN studios. You know what that music means. It means it's the time of the show where we give you the latest and the greatest in football and or basketball recruiting. Take your recruiting questions at this time and this time only at 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. You can tweet me directly at SamWeb77. You can email us at studio@WTK.com. Recruiting Roundup. It's brought to you by our friend, your friend when you need him, Joe Simon. From the law offices of Joseph A. Simon, you can find Joe online at themichigandefenders.com. Again, themichigandefenders.com. The law offices of Joseph A. Simon located right across the street from the big house. You find yourself in need of criminal defense. Again, Joe is the attorney for you. So big, big, big game should mean big, big visit weekend, right? And that is indeed the case for the Michigan basketball program. A number of highly regarded prospects slated to be on campus. 3 5-star prospects by my count. I'm going to talk about one of them at length this morning because I was just asked about the young fella last week from Ypsilanti Lincoln. Imani Bates slated to be in the house. Some people think he might be the best talent in high school basketball, regardless of class. The MichiganInsider.com made it out to see him last week, talking about Michigan and Michigan State, interest in both programs, watching both programs. I know I said that it seemingly was the case that, you know, Michigan State was the, you know, was the squad that maybe had a little more of an affinity for at this very early stage of his recruitment. But he was very noncommittal as far as is any leanings, and that's what you would expect for a guy so young. I mean, a 2022 prospect. One of the big reasons why, and I mentioned this when his name came up last week, that you got to pause when you're projecting ahead, and you know, when schools are thinking about how much energy they invest in a guy so young. You got to take a pause and think about what the NBA landscape is going to look like at that point, because there had long been talk about the NBA doing away with the one and done rule. And he spoke to that. He said, I'm not even really thinking about colleges at this point, you know, even though a lot are showing interest. He said, besides, I don't even know if that one and done rule is still going to be there. They're talking like they might do away with it by the time I come out. Potentially, it could be the case that I go straight to the league. I mean, the young man mentioned that, Ira, that's a part of his calculus. Well, guess what happened yesterday? Guess what Adam Silver did? He formally submitted, you know, the proposal, because he can't just unilaterally make the decision. One and done rule is gone, right? You have to present it to the union, and there has to be an agreement, and then it can be ratified, and they can do away with one and done, and guys fresh out of high school can go straight to the NBA. So, but the start of that process was officially got underway yesterday. And his Imani Bates' quote was, "I don't know nothing right now as far as college favorites, because in a few years, they might change that rule where you can go straight to the NBA. So I don't know. I don't even have top choices for colleges right now," which he might not have even if the NBA wasn't in the equation, but it's going to be. The union isn't going to block this, especially when you hear how outspoken players were in the aftermath of Zion Williamson's shoe exploding, right? Like, oh man, this guy shouldn't even have to play college basketball right now. You can't be, you know, that outspoken about it and then come back around and say, oh, we're going to keep him out. And make no mistake, I think there's probably a sentiment in the union that would like to keep guys out a little longer. You know, teams are probably going to be a little more willing to roll the dice on some of these high school guys. Start molding them right away. That might X some more some veterans out of the equation. So there's going to be maybe a sentiment amongst some of the rank and file to not want to do it. But I think overall, the majority are going to say, we want the one and done rule done away with. And you're going to see guys straight from high school start to go to the NBA. And by the time Imani Bates is a senior in high school, I think that's going to be an option for him. It's going to remove Michigan, Michigan State, all the other schools showing them attention from the equation. But for the time being, while it's still up in the air, schools are showing interest, and he is slated to be in the house as one of, by my count, 3 5-star visitors. You're also going to have Zeb Jackson, Michigan commitment in the house, probably with his recruiting cap on from the 2020 class. So a decorated list on the basketball side of things. We have it up on the MichiganInsider.com. Also on the football side of things, you're going to have a number. We're still compiling that list. Certainly a number of in-state talents are supposed to be the young man from Muskegon that we've talked about, the quarterback athlete Cam Martinez from Muskegon, slated to be in the house. That's the young man that you might remember, Josh Gattis and Jim Harbaugh. They were out at his game last month or earlier this month. Yeah, it was last month. They were out at his game. And then, of course, Will Johnson, the young man that I told you about, a freshman out of Grosse Pointe South, whose dad Dion played at Michigan in the early 90s. Michigan just offered him last week. He's slated to make a visit to Michigan this weekend. And then, of course, a young man that I keep telling you, don't get your hopes too far out of whack. Just know that the effort, the persistence is there, that Michigan is giving itself a puncher's chance in the race for Justin Rogers. And the Oak Park 5-star lineman slated to be back on campus again this week. And he was just okay. I mean, this will be what, five times or so in the past 5-6 months? Starting to lose count, but it's talked to his trainer again yesterday. Said, yeah, you know, Justin slated to be right back at Michigan. So, you know, they are doing their due diligence. Ed Warner establishing the relationship, and not just with the young man, but with his coaches at Oak Park, with his trainer as well. They're doing what they have to do to be in the mix for a young man a lot of people wrote off as a kid that was going to go south. So, slated to be back on campus. We'll get to the football list, on the MichiganInsider.com as well. We got to get to a break, though, because a real treat. Sunday is going to be the Michigan-Michigan State game front and center for sure. That's why most of the excitement is going to be there. But if you're like me, your giddiness is on another level because the 89 championship team, majority of those guys are slated to be back in the house celebrating a piece of my childhood, Ira, a piece of your childhood, a piece of all of our, you know, our Michigan backgrounds, watching that 89 team exercise demons, come together, win a championship, hoist that trophy. Going to have 3 members of that team joining us, including a good friend of the show, the color guy for the Michigan basketball program, our broadcast, Terry Mills on the other side here. Stay tuned for that on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor Cumulus Station.